Chapter 19, A Blessing of Sorts. 5 nights later, at bedtime, Janie noticed the nice things that Bat had done to thank her for coming up with the perfect name for Thor. It had taken him 2 days to forgive Janie for being so mean during spaghetti night, and another day to come up with an idea. He's been waiting for ever since Janie to notice. So when she called out from her bedroom, "Mom, have you seen my top part of my unicorn pajamas?" Bat felt excited. "I did all the laundry that was in the basket," Mom answered. "You washed the bottoms, but not the top," Janie said. "Then you must not have put the top in the laundry basket." "Why would I put the bottoms, but not the top?" Janie asked. "Why would I wash just the bottoms if the top was in the basket too?" Mom asked back. Then it was time for Bat to reveal the nice thing. "I know where your unicorn pajama top is," he said. "You do?" asked Mom and Janie together. "Yes," Bat said. "I took it out of the dirty laundry basket." "Why would you do that?" Mom asked. "Because if I waited until after you washed it, then Thor wouldn't recognize Janie's scent." Janie had been the one to name Thor. Even though Bat didn't like the idea of sharing Thor with anyone, Janie had earned the right for Thor to know who she was. "Did you give that rodent my pajama top?" Janie's voice climbed higher and higher. "Actually," Bat said, "skunks aren't rodents. They're mephitidae. People used to think that they belonged to the same family as weasels, ferrets, and badgers. But this scientist named Dr. Jerry Durango figured out that—" "It doesn't matter, Bat," Janie said, interrupting him. "Go get my pajama top right now." "But it does matter," said Bat. Janie was not interested in hearing the difference between mephitidae and mastitidae. She refused to listen to anything until after Bat had gone to Thor's enclosure and retrieved the unicorn pajama top from the pile where Thor slept. And when he tried to hand it to her, she wouldn't even take it. "It smells like animal," she said. "It smelled like animal before, too," Bat said, "because I took it from the dirty laundry basket, and it still smelled like you." She didn't scream exactly. Bat didn't know what to call the sound that she made just before she spun around, stomping back to her room and slamming the door. Bat felt tears gathering, ready to spill. Mom came over and hugged him tight. She didn't say anything, but she rocked him back and forth the way he liked. And after a moment, Bat felt the sting of his tears begin to fade. "It was a nice gesture," Mom murmured into his hair. Bat liked the hot warmth of her breath. "Baby skunks are easier than sisters," Bat said. "That may be true," Mom answered, "but there are lots of baby skunks in the world, and you only have one sister." Gently, she took Janie's pajama top from Bat's hand. He hadn't realized that he was still clutching it. "Come on," she said, "I'll teach you how to do laundry." "Okay," said Bat, "but first, I need to check one thing." He stuck his head into Thor's enclosure to make sure that Kit was settled back in after having his nest disturbed. Thor was sleeping soundly, making a noise like a tiny little snore. Bat pulled out one of his own t-shirts up over Thor's little body, tucking him in. Then he latched the enclosure and followed Mom to the laundry room. "Maybe if we use extra fabric softener," he said, "and make the pajama top softer than it's ever been, then maybe Janie won't be so mad." "I think that's a very good idea," Mom said, "and you can pour it in."